This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbell Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good. And powered by Verizon, Cape Cod Lumber, Applebee's, Boston Firefighters Credit Union, Ketch's Law Group, and McFarlane Energy. This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's WEEI Afternoons.
Andy Hartnick, Fitzy Stevens, WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park for the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon. Reminder, every dollar matters. We still need to continue to raise the tote board. We're at a little over $687,000. Nick and I are competitive. We want to get that number as large as possible before we pass the baton. So give us a call, 877-738-1234, or you can type K-Cancer to 56512. I did that differently that time, 56512, just trying to mix it up a little bit. Joining us here on the couches and the chairs here at Fenway Park now is a special guest, the president and CEO of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Benjamin Ebert. Doctor, how are we doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
A NESCAT guy, we'll get that out of the way. So like me, Bill Belichick, there's a lot of us, Kraft family, Jonathan, Dan. It's a great conference, Fitzy.
I mean, when you're the president and CEO of...
Oh, he did more with his.
I was going to say, like, there's plenty of humble brag about this gentleman, which as there should be as well. How much does this day mean to you? This telethon, these 2 days, I know... Something you obviously look forward to very, very much, but what does it mean to you when you have all these people calling up and giving little bits of money to help support the incredible work that you guys do at Dana-Farber?
I have to say it's really inspiring to everybody at Dana-Farber, whether it's the faculty and staff, whether it's the patients, to see the community support for the research and for the patient care that goes on at Dana-Farber. It's inspiring to all of us. It's exciting to be part of it. And it's also a rich, longstanding tradition. You know, the relationship between the Red Sox and Dana-Farber is the oldest relationship between a sports team in North America and any charity. So it's a really longstanding relationship.
Right. Dr. Ebert, we were talking off air. You've been on the job about 10 months, not even at your 1 year anniversary yet. What has this year been like? Because obviously the Dana-Farber Institute has a lot going on, research, treatment, a new hospital down the pipeline, just a lot of different avenues, I'm sure, that take up a lot of your time. But what has this 10 months been like?
It's been intense, but inspiring. It's been, like you said, it's a very, very dynamic time building a new hospital. There are so many changes at the federal level that impact us, whether it's research funding, which makes this telethon all the more important. There are changes in our clinical collaborations, potential changes to Medicaid, Medicare reimbursement rates. So incredibly dynamic to handle all of those changes. But as an institution, we are super agile. We're changing and rolling with the blows and continuing what we do every day.
Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund, obviously, you guys are at the fore of cancer care, cancer treatment research as well, so that hoping 5, 10, however many years from now, maybe some of these are not even on the docket anymore. How do you guys stay at the apex of research and treatment and care on such a regular basis? Because once you set a standard like that, it's very difficult to maintain.
I think, you know, it's exactly as you said, we have always had an equal emphasis on research and clinical care. And that dual mission helps us stay at that forefront. Our basic scientists think like clinicians. They know what the clinical problems are that they're trying to solve. Our clinicians understand the basic science of cancer and recognize when there's an opportunity to collaborate. We create an environment where people talk, people collaborate, whether it's across diseases, whether it's across disciplines. Basic lab-based scientists and a pure clinician can have a conversation and come up with new ideas. And that attracts people to come to Dana-Farber. We have amazing training programs, so people come for that. And then it's a place that people want to stay. And many of our faculty and staff stay for decades, if not their entire career.
When you hear some of the patient stories, the parent stories, the different stories, you hear about research and you hear about trials. And we hear about how much this money that we're raising can go to that. When we hear about research, so something that's being studied now and is experimental, is that going to be helping somebody in a year, 5 years? Like, how does that sort of the pipeline work?
Yeah, it's a long process. There's years of basic science to really understand biology. In some cases, that can be decades. They're one of the most important breakthroughs in cancer treatment is the development of immunotherapy, being able to manipulate the immune system to attack cancer. That was decades of work of failed experiments and clinical trials that didn't actually work before they actually started to work.
And when we took the tour of the facility a few weeks ago, there were the translucent fish they were telling us about that were so integral in the development of immunotherapy.
That's right. Yeah. Zebrafish have been
thank you.
Major model system for understanding that. They can get melanomas. They can be treated with immunotherapy. But that was very basic research to understand how immune cells work and why they are inhibited in the cancer and how they can be unleashed with a drug called a checkpoint inhibitor to attack the cancer. So that took years and years. Some discoveries go quickly, some take years and years to happen. And then you have to do phase one clinical trials and phase two, phase three. We're doing everything we can to make that process as short as possible, but it's a long process and often there are twists and turns, you know, basic research, most things don't work. You have to have a lot of effort to just keep going back and trying to make it work.
Cancer is a coward. Cancer is a bully as well. And it does so many different things to people's bodies, to people's state of minds, families, relationships as well. And I was just sort of curious how you guys go about, like, obviously you've got so much work to do with the research, implementation of drugs, treatments, and therapies, but also how you guys go about sort of like meeting and brainstorming and implementing some of the things that you do to keep spirits up, whether it's programs, activities, outings, therapists, the chapel that you guys have, pets, everything, like, because that work seems to be just as important or almost as important as the actual medicine and therapy you guys implement.
Absolutely. I think from the patient perspective, that may be the most important thing for many patients. And one thing about Dana-Farber is cancer is the only thing we do. So everything that we think about, the way we design the institute, every program, everything that we think through in careful detail is all for a cancer patient. And patients say they feel that the moment they walk in the door for the first time. It's the person who parks the car, the person who meets them at the reception desk, guides them to the right appointment, who takes their vitals, and the doctors and the nurses. We think through every one of those details from the patient's perspective, and everybody on that team knows that that patient is there for a really important diagnosis, and that they're scared, and that they need support, and they need all of the care that we can give. And we have an entire department of supportive oncology that thinks about the care of the patient's psychological, psychiatric, pain control, all the psychosocial needs of the patient, whether there's financial toxicity that we need to deal with and help them. There are social workers who can help with transportation. Maybe they need food. Maybe they need help with housing. All of those things influence outcomes. Exercise, as it turns out, is an enormously powerful, for outcomes, whether it's preventing cancer, whether it's the outcomes of somebody who's getting treated, whether it's staying in remission, long-term survival after treatment. So we have a huge exercise program for patients as well as a huge research program in exercise. So all of those details matter enormously.
Dr. Benjamin Ebert, President and CEO of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, before we let you go, what would you say to the person right now that's listening to this and is picking up their cell phone, but like they're kind of distracted? What would your last plea to send that text, K-Cancer, 56512, what would you say to that person?
Thanks for listening, and we need your support now more than ever. Research funding is under threat, and the future has never been brighter for new therapies for cancer, and we need philanthropic support to make the most exciting findings and turn them into new therapies for cancer.
All right, Dr. Ebert, good luck with the hospital and everything you're doing. I know you're a busy man. Good luck on the 12-month anniversary when that comes up, mm-hmm. and keep chugging along, full speed ahead, right? Just like us trying to get that tote board up over $1 million before the end of the day. This is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon here at Fenway Park. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens. If you want to donate, 877-738-1234. Every dollar matters. If it's $1, $5, $10, it will go. 87% of that money goes directly to the care of the patients, and they need it. We need your help. Cancer affects everyone. We all know that. It affects every family. So WEEI Afternoons up next. Soon to be talking to former Red Sox right fielder Trot Nixon. That's coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Please help us strike out cancer.
Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund. Call 877-738-1234.
Now, back to Afternoons and the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens at Fenway Park, and we have an updated tote board before we get to our next guest. I want to read it this time, okay?
Go for it, baby.
711,700 $148. We are well on our way to the $1 million match that Rob Hale has promised at the end of the night. If we're over $1 million, he will put another million on the table, double it. That's $2 million for the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
And he'll match that $1 million, but we don't have to just stop at $1 million ourselves at the end of the Sox broadcast. Get to 1.1, 1.2 as well. And I just want to quickly shout out a lot of the companies, charities, and foundations kind enough to give out five-digit donations, like the Bruins Foundation, $25,000. The Brunswick up in Maine, $25,000. Our friends at DraftKings, $25,000. UFC, $25,000. The Patuxent Athletic Club, $13,500. David Delancey, $10,000. Of course, Howie and Judy Noggle with $15,000. Feel free to call in. Give these guys over there at the donation table, like our phone operators, just wow them. Drop their jaw and be like, hey, I'm calling in to donate $5,000, $6,000, $1,000. 10,000. Go ahead and do it. We dare you.
Okay, our next guest here on WEEI Afternoons, we want to welcome Dr. Irene Gobriel from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and I'm going to read. She is the Senior Vice President for Experimental Medicine, the Director of the Center of Early Detection and Inception of Blood Cancers, the co-leader of the Lymphoma Myeloma Cancer Center Program, and a lot of other stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. You have a very impressive resume.
That's the longest business card ever.
Yeah, and we just talk sports on the radio, but we are so happy to have you with us to explain a little bit about where this money is going. Obviously, we're raising a lot of money, and you're at the forefront of where some of that money goes and how that money can help save lives, reach patients. So tell us a little bit about, and try to use layman's terms because we're not the smartest cookies to crumble here. So Dr. Gobriel, thanks for joining us, and what do you do?
Well, so I work mainly as a physician scientist, which means that I see patients and I can also go back to the lab and understand why it matters for our patients. And as you said, it matters to save lives. And every day counts for us. We go back to see patients and we say, where's the problem? How can we fix that? How can we help our patients? And then we go back to the lab and say, can I discover something that can matter for my patient, whether it's a treatment, whether it's a diagnosis, whether I can diagnose them earlier? And this is the big thing that we're trying to ask now. Can we diagnose our patients with cancer before it even starts?
So how important is early detection? And for people, you know, for people who may just whether it's in their potentially in their genetic coding, they have a family history of it, or just something feels off, as we've had a number of people join us here and say, oh, there was a mass, or there was a cough, or shoulder pain. How important is it for people to just not be afraid or put it off? Well, I'll go to the doctor next week, because obviously, you know, what they learn may be critical to their diagnosis and treatment and care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what it matters right now is many of us, we see patients after it's too late, after they've already had too many symptoms. I have pain. I have shortness of breath. Let me go see my doctor, or let me delay it a little bit more because I'm too scared to answer that question. And by the time they see us, it may be too late. And we want to change that completely. We want to diagnose cancer early, before you even have symptoms, before you know about it, so that we have a really good chance of curing it. And I think the formula here is early cancer detection and early interception. We can make a difference by curing cancer early if we diagnose it early.
We've heard this idea. We toured the facility a couple of weeks ago, this idea from bench to bedside or bench to bed. And it seems like everyone at Dana-Farber believes in that. Why is that so important? And does that hopefully expedite the process?
I think that's our secret sauce at Dana-Farber. We understand what it matters for our patients and we see them, and then we go back and can do the discovery. And very few physician scientists have that in other cancer centers, that you can have the ability to understand what is needed for a patient. You can care for patients, but you can go back and do the lab work. And truly, that's the Dana-Farber secret sauce.
So, see, like at this point now, research, technology behind cancer care, cancer treatment, seems like it's now almost getting to the point of where years ago we would have looked at it and thought, oh my gosh, that sounds like science fiction. It's the future. You guys are moving, dare I say, at warp speed. But what would you say is the greatest challenge you face? Medicine's evolving and care and clinical trials at an incredible rate. But what is the greatest challenge you face on a day-to-day basis?
I think there are so many challenges still. We have amazing discoveries, but how can we translate it to our patients? How can we make sure what we see in the lab and discover in the lab is truly coming back to the patient, not next year, not in 2 years, but immediately? And that comes from everything, from biomarker discovery, from better clinical care, from better treatment, and how fast we can bring the discovery we bring on patient care and clinical trials into a faster FDA approval. All of those steps can be done much faster and better and more coordinated with so many technologies coming in. Can we make it faster to our patients' care?
How many people are involved in the process? Obviously, you oversee a lot of people. What is that process like? Are there brainstorming meetings? You know, we hear silos. Mm-hmm. A few years ago with the Patriots, there was this idea there were too many silos. We need to tear down the silos so everybody is sort of working together. What is that like in your world?
Yeah, I think there is a huge collaboration and coordination because we all care about one thing and we're all thinking of what will end up being the future of our patients' care. And that matters a lot. We're all focusing on one thing. So it's not about me or the other physician. It's truly, can we make a difference for our patients and how fast can we do that? And that's that collaboration, coordination, not only between us within Dana-Farber, but with other cancer institutes and with other people around the world.
Quite a journey for you as well, coming from Cairo to the Midwest. And then ultimately, what led you to the Northeast, and what made you want to latch on with Dana-Farber and do this groundbreaking, trendsetting work you've been doing?
I just wanted to be in the best place in the world, and it truly is. I mean, I came here thinking I can do something better than what I'm doing anywhere else, and it's been amazing. I'm almost 20 years now at Dana-Farber,
wow.
And every day matters, and every day is very exciting for me.
How much has Dana-Farber changed in your 20 years, and where do you see, we see this new hospital on the horizon, 300 beds. How much has it changed, and where do you see sort of that dream going?
Yeah, we were a smaller pop and mom shop. I think now we're much bigger, which is wonderful. We're seeing this new hospital that will allow more patient care. And I think we still have one thing together is we all feel that we belong to within this family. It truly feels like a family for us.
And when people call up, people text in a donation, yeah, from your perspective, what should they know about where the money is going, and what does it help in your particular discipline?
It matters a lot. Truly, all of that matters for us to understand better how to treat our patients, to make a difference in the discovery, to make a difference in the research. I depend on that research funding to make a difference for me, to help my patients. And the way we can accelerate care and do it faster, especially with the current funding situation, it matters a lot for us.
We've had a few people mention sort of the current funding situation. Basically, it means funding is going to be more difficult to get from the federal government. So these dollars are as valuable as they ever were, maybe more valuable.
Even more, than ever. Yes.
Is that safe to say? And what challenges does that pose to you if there is a siphoning off of some of the federal money from what you're trying to do?
I mean, if you think about it, we're already discovering so many things and we're going so fast, and it matters for our patients because cancer does not wait. And here we are trying to slow down, and you should not be slowing down. You should be, you know, going as fast as possible to make a difference for our patients. And if we see that slowing down, it really hurts.
And just sort of off the topic, now having been here in 2 decades, what's your favorite thing about Boston?
The Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a good.
Well done. Well
she's at Fenway Park. I told you she was smart.
Yeah,
you can tell.
She's on top. She's got it.
Dr. Irene Gobriel from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, the Senior Vice President for Experimental Medicine and Director of the Center for Early Detection and Inception of Blood Cancers. We appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we can continue to raise these dollars so that you can do your job better in the future. And the next 20 years hopefully are as fruitful as the last 20 years have been for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so
appreciate
much.
You
maybe
us.
One day we'll never actually have to talk to you because we'll get rid of all these
so
things.
Too.
It's been lovely having you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks.
If you want to help out the doctor, there's three ways you can give. Toll-free 877-738-1234. You can go online to www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount. That's K-Cancer to 56512. K-Cancer to 56512.
Now, Andy, obviously people like Dr. Gobriel really get down in the trenches and do a lot of the dirty work as far as research, clinical trials, and helping out, trying to make sure that people get the right care, people get the right treatment, and that we won't have to ever have, I hope we never have to have a telethon again, or never have to have sick children come in and see the pain in parents' eyes. That's real dirt dog work. Oh, wait a second. Speaking of dirt dogs.
He's very subtle. I don't know if you noticed.
Speaking
He's
of dirt
subtle.
Dogs. What a segue.
Trot Nixon, his wife, Catherine, joining us here at Fenway Park for the Jimmy Fund Telethon. How we doing?
Good. I see. Is this the up-to-date?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are now.
Right,
what?
So what's up with the Pacific Northwest?
I was about to text my buddy in Louisiana, Dave DeLucci. He would have definitely done it.
What about Alaska? You got anybody up there?
Alaska, I sure don't. I did get on Scott Hatterberg. I think Scott's, though, from Washington, right? He's not from Oregon. So I'm calling him out. He is with the Oakland A's, but he does have plenty of time to make a donation. So
yeah, he's probably got all that money. From Moneyball, right?
Yeah, right. Brad Pitt. I mean, not Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in it. And then what's his name that played him? So I'm sure.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He got played by Star-Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Those checks must be coming. Yeah. Those residuals.
You're just giving me good ammo to wear him out whenever I see him.
But. So, Trot, looking back, I mean, obviously, you're a Red Sox legend. You've been here a long time. You're very much in touch with what the Jimmy Fund means, what Dana-Farber means. What was your experience, sort of relationship epiphany of just how important the Jimmy Fund is?
I think just how much it meant to me spending time with some of the patients. And my father was a nephrologist. He worked extremely hard at his craft, and so I know how hard those doctors work and those nurses work on a day in, day out basis. She works in mother baby nursing, so I understand, and it's constant. It's 24 hours a day, and but to be able to spend time with the patients, whether they're young children, adults. It means a lot to me, and it's not something that it's like, hey, look, we need you to do this. Can you do this? Like, you don't have to ask me. I'll be there. Just tell me when I need to be there. And but spending time with them, because this is obviously a disease that, like I've said here the past, 30, 45 minutes, it's probably affected somebody's life in one shape or form throughout the entire world. And so it's something that – not only does it go to research, but it also goes to probably so many other avenues that we have no idea that helps. And it's tough. And, my father is going through it for a second time now. And it's not very good, but, he is going through it. He's going to battle it. And I'm very grateful for the doctors, the nurses, the scientists, everybody that comes together on this special day. It shouldn't just be on a few days. I think what the Jimmy Fund does is they do it year round, obviously, and being a part of the Red Sox, it just becomes a fabric of your life. It is a part of it that you really want to be a part of.
Yeah. They say one in every three people in some way, shape or form will have their lives touched by or their paths will cross with cancer as well. Yeah. And you hadn't had to deal with it for a while. And now, of course, your father's going through it and we wish him the best. But when you come here and you play with the Red Sox and you epitomize the hard work and the effort that goes into trying to build a championship culture, you see what the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber do, maintaining the gold standard. And how can you not want to maintain that lifelong connection? How can you not want to always just give everything you can? Because, we're talking sports. You're playing a childhood game that you love all the way through your life. But like, these people are going through the fight of their life, and you meet these doctors that are doing such incredible work night and day, 24/7, behind the scenes to help your father, the children we spoke with, and anyone that has had to deal with this cowardly disease.
Yeah, I mean, you said it best. Like, the gold standard. And what do people gravitate to, gravitate towards that gold standard, and the people that put that gold standard in its place? They're the doctors, the scientists. We do a small part as players, but if I can do more, then I do more. I love this organization. Obviously the Red Sox mean a great deal to me. This organization, the Jimmy Fund, has always meant a great deal to me and my wife as well. And we've tried to raise as much money as we can. But we need everybody's help, obviously. And it's just something that it just means a lot. I mean, it's really hard to say. Tim and when I think of the Jimmy Fund now, I think of Tim and Stacy. I know Timmy, I call him Timmy all the time. I don't know why. He's much older than I was, but I love him to death. I always called him Timothy or something like that. But I mean, he did so much, not only for this community, but also for the Jimmy Fund. And it wasn't something like, hey, I got to do this, I got to do that. It was always want. And you gravitate, some of those older guys, Tim was like that for me. He never really kind of like said, hey, you should do this, you should do that. And I don't think any player is told that. I think the players that come here want to be a part of it. And it's just, like I said, it's just part of the fabric. It's, it should be, is it on the uniforms?
That's a good question. Do they have a patch for the
gym?
No. I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
Am I going to stir the pot with Mr. Henry?
I don't believe that in any
but
way,
I'll
shape,
stir
or form.
That pot.
Too big.
Absolutely.
You strike me as the kind of guy that's not afraid to stir that pot.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, think about it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, it's the fabric of this organization for years.
Literally and figuratively, yep.
The great number nine.
Ted Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Teddy Ballgame.
You see photos of him doing this stuff. So, yeah, I think that would be something great. We're talking about a lot of patches and a lot of, networking on uniforms.
Yep. And
sponsorships
and whatever else. Yep. And so forth. But,
synergy.
Synergy. I think that, the Jimmy Fund would come up with a great. I'll go for that too.
He's an idea man over here. Catherine.
Yeah, I'm an idea man.
Catherine, when did you realize how special the Jimmy Fund was with the team, with the players, and sort of that world?
As soon as we got here.
I believe your microphone's off. Let's see if I can help you with that.
You broke it. Nope. Good job. She broke it.
Nope, that didn't work either. We're going to get this. We're going to continue to troubleshoot this. Dan Ball's on the case. So if Dan Ball can't do it, nobody can do it. Okay, now.
There we go.
Ooh.
Yes, now that works. Perfect.
All right, let me get situated.
Yes. Yep, we're good to go now.
Thanks, honey.
So Catherine, when did you realize how special it was?
As soon as we got here.
Yeah.
As soon as we moved to Boston.
Yeah.
We developed that love for the Jimmy Fund and for all that they do. I had the opportunity to run the marathon for Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Jimmy Fund, and then
awesome.
Ride the PMC several years.
All the hard stuff. Marathon, a long bike ride. Trot, did you do any of that?
Nope.
Making those of us that only ran 7 miles for charity look pretty bad right now, but thank you.
Wow.
No, that's whatever you can do at any time. I just love the Jimmy Fund and developed friendships with pedal partners and Patrick White from the marathon, and just thinking about the hospital visits that we had the opportunity to do. And this year I had the amazing opportunity to get to ride back on Team 9 in memory of Tim and Stacy and Larry. And all three of them dedicated their lives to serving others the whole time, so that really inspired all of us. And so thankful that Brianna and Trevor are getting to work here and be just part of this family is just something that I'll treasure forever.
It seems as though that the team, the organization, the Jimmy Fund, these people that are so integral in your life, the one that you love, the one that unfortunately you and Red Sox Nation at large have lost, have made such an impact on your life. Has that has stuck with you guys, and is that what continues to lead you to not only want to return to be a part of this, but also sort of like spread that charitable goodwill as often as you can wherever you are?
Absolutely. Yes, we always want to be a part of the Jimmy Fund. And Red Sox, I love just the special teammates that they've been just all these years. It's just always in our heart, always.
Yeah, I mean, Catherine said it right. They've been our teammate. And again, all these things keep popping up. You talk about a patch on the uniform because it means so much to this organization, and maybe even a dedicated locker in the locker room. I know they just redid the locker room and all that stuff, and I know it may be a little bit too late, but it's pretty easy to put that in there. But that's how important they are to us, the organization, players, even new players that come in here. I listened to Bregman talking about it, and I know he knows how much this means to this organization, and
And I know he's got a tremendous amount of endeavors, but I know he wants to be a part of this as well. But that's just the way it is for every player.
Do you see the connection between the passion? Obviously, Fenway Park on game night, some of these Friday nights, is electric. But that is almost like an extension of the overall Red Sox Nation, the community that ties in so well to Jimmy Fund. It's almost like, you know, the culture is back. Like, you know, there was a couple low years there, whatever, winning on the field. But everything is back, and you can almost feel that momentum with the entirety of the organization, and that ties into what we're doing today, trying to raise as much money as possible and use that Friday night buzz to get your phone out and give $25 or $50, whatever you can give, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think when you look at the board up here, you can see Red Sox Nation is nationwide.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's probably some countries that are involved in that as well that have made donations. And that's what we realized, you know, in the years that I was very fortunate to play, that Red Sox Nation mm-hmm. travels real well.
Yep.
And it shows up on that board. That board will be green before we're all said and done. And mm-hmm. and we love each and everybody that has made these donations. You're part of the Sox organization. You're part of, you know, all of our lives and so forth. And just as much as Jimmy Fund is important to the Red Sox, you know, the Red Sox are much more important to the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah, Red Sox Nation is it's a brotherhood, it's a family, it's an international domain, if you will.
Yeah, correct.
And it extends everywhere. Speaking of the current team, real quick, what do you think of this the new outfield, especially the kid they called up a couple months ago? Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
Who's your favorite player? You like Roman Anthony, Rafael? There's a lot of athletes. There's some aggressive. I don't know if they're dirt dogs. I don't know if that's
Oh, no,
still,
they are. Yeah. They are. I mean,
they're also film dogs because they do all their research. My gosh.
I really enjoy watching these guys play. And they're passionate about it. They want to win. You know, look, I haven't been here all year, and I just feel like there's something in the air with this team. And they're young, and they want to kind of make their mark out there. And I'm very proud of them. You know, if a favorite player, my favorite player is, they're probably not active, Alex Cora and Veritech.
Right. We get to talk to Alex every
Veritech
Wednesday.
Veritech never waves. You know, Alex Cora waves. Tech's just, you know, he's locked in.
Sorry, I'm too busy.
I'm too busy, guys. You know, say, hey, try it.
Yeah, all right.
The brain's behind the operation.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the brain.
What a try-hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Try-hard.
All right, Trot and Catherine Nixon, we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate your support over the years and continued support. Mm-hmm. We need you, the listeners, to continue to support us. 877-738-1234. Go online, www.jimmyfund.org. This is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon rolling on here with WEEI Afternoons. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer.
Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to Afternoons and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
WEEI Afternoons, back here at Fenway Park for the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon. But we still have some business to take care of. Our friends over at Drains by James, supporters of the telethon each and every year, certainly this year. Time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. You heard the ad a little bit earlier. They also give a poop about cancer and trying to cure cancer and treat cancer through Dana-Farber and supporting the Jimmy Fund Telethon. Real quick, Fitzy, we're gonna utilize this as a quick Patriots segment, something we've talked about and we will talk about later. But if we're going to wedge this in here, league leaders in having a lot of catches and you being right, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Don't. Please don't get me going.
Efton Chisholm, if healthy. Well, I wouldn't get too not practicing today. Efton Chisholm,
one of the stars
Friday night of that Patriots win over the Vikings. Efton Chisholm getting into the end zone. Mike Vrabel, after week one, talked about his play strength or play physicality, and that was on full display, finding his way into the end zone, breaking. I saw Giardi say three tackles. I think it was more like five or six. But Efton Chisholm got his way in the end zone, and I think if he's healthy, he got his way, yes, Fitzy, onto this roster, so you can be happy. The flip side of that is circling the drains. And I feel bad saying this. I like this guy. Kyle Duggar, a lot of reps out there late in that preseason game. Kyle Duggar is now suddenly very much seemingly on the bubble. And if he makes the team, I still say it could be a financial consideration. He has a large dead cap hit of, I think, $14 million.
I can't imagine there's
from a captain to cut?
From Whoa, Kyle Duggar story. Even have a name for it on the NFL
from
Network.
From captain to cut.
From captain to cut down.
Kyle Duggar ring to it.
Yeah, it does. It actually works beautifully. But
Blitz,
Vrabel has talked about the fact they haven't ruled out him playing linebacker, which is bananas. But so he doesn't help his own cause Saturday when he seals the game with a pick in the end zone, and instead of immediately, instinctually taking a knee, ball game, Patriots win. He moves around, and then somebody strips the ball. That could have been recovered by
Wasn't
Minnesota.
Great.
That was not the most alert or aware play. And then I read pool reports today from while we've been here doing the Jimmy Fund WEI Nesson Telethon that he was on, like, the scout team defense.
Oh, yeah.
What a precipitous drop. It's borderline tragic.
Well, we do need to remind everybody there's been a regime change. Last time it went from Belichick to Mayo, there was a continuity defensively, DeMarcus Covington and Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that this is a little different defense, a little different style of play. The linebackers are smaller and faster. I think they want to be more athletic in the back seven. And athleticism, coverage, not necessarily Kyle Duggar's strength. No. I almost wonder, by the way, if that played into the end of the game. You've been hearing people question your athleticism, your playmaking ability. Maybe it's like, I'm Deioning this. I'm taking this to the house or something. And you probably shouldn't. They like to tell you to stay in your lane. Dan Ball, stay in your lane, right?
That would have been a great topic, by the way, for a three-point stance, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-7777. Carry on.
Speaking of seven, The tote board starts with a 7 right now, but it's rising on up, and we are headed towards an 8, hopefully. Right now, $736,579. That was updated by Trot Nixon and his wife Catherine before they departed the room earlier. We still need your help, though. We're greedy, we are competitive, and we want to get a lot more money on that tote board before we finish up in about an hour. So give us a call, 877-738-1234. www.jimmyfund.org. Text to give any amount, KCANCER at 56512. That's 56512. Fitzy, your friends over there, you want to give them a little boost, a little
I
more out boost?
Boost. Let's go. Let's I see a couple calls. People, they're doing the Lord's work over there, volunteering their time here at our phone bank. I see several people, like someone was fixing their hair because they knew they were on camera. This dude's waving. Someone's raising the roof. Like, that's wonderful, but I want those hands busy, writing down numbers, taking cards, getting everything busy, because we want to try to get it up near 800,000 or more, so that way Middlebrooks and Fleming and the special guests they have throughout the Red Sox Radio Network broadcast tonight against the Orioles can take us over a million, and then Rob Hale gets to write the best check in New England.
As you've heard from all our guests all afternoon long, whether it's the patients, the parents, the doctors, every dollar counts, so if you are inclined to give at all, get your phone out, get your computer out, and please do so. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to hear from some patients from Dana-Farber and the way it is helping save their life and change their lives for the positive in a tough situation. Lisa Sherber will join us, and if you've heard in the past, she is
a dynamo,
absolute ball of energy. She's got like Brad Marchand, but instead of a ball of hate, she's a ball of love with just that energy she brings. Frank Martin, the head coach of UMass basketball, will join us, and we'll close things out with our boss, Mike Thomas. You looking forward to that, Fitzy?
How'd we book him?
We got a good guy. Hopefully we all make it through that segment with our jobs. That's the final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Come on back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.